Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Dark showering is something that's gaining popularity. It's a new wellness trend.
A wellness trend.
It's exactly what it sounds like. You shower in complete darkness.
Sounds dangerous.
You think you would be have trouble in a dark, completely dark room showering?
Completely dark.
Experts.
No candles, nothing.
No. Low or says no light reduces sensory stimulation, lowers stress, and signals to the brain you need to relax. Increases melatonin, calms the nervous system. A physicist explains that the lack of light in the room helps the brain downshift, making it easier to unwind. So it's a good thing to do, for instance, right before bed.
I shower to wake up.
Me too.
I'm the opposite.
Yeah, right. But if you wanted to take a shower at the end of the day, you could do it in complete darkness and then go to bed. Dark showering. It's good for, they say, anybody with like ADHD, it can calm the nerves, and then you can go off to
okay.
bed. Okay. Yeah, I guess.
Where do we stand on shower beers?
I've never done it. I hear that's one thing you absolutely should try.
Yeah, I've done it a few times in my life. It's fun.
I think it looks to me like a desperation. I don't care for it. I've never been someone who's thought this is a good thing.
It seems like a Saturday afternoon thing. I could be wrong, or a Friday night thing, but I could be wrong.
I did it in Vegas twice. Stayed in rooms that had really big showers, like with a bench.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a shower cocktail in there one time.
Mm-hmm. A cocktail?
Yeah, just sat there with a
glass?
Yeah, with a glass. I'd poured myself a nice whiskey drink, and I just sat there in on the bench, let the shower steam up, and just had a drink. It was great.
You liked it?
Yeah.
Did you think, at the time, my life is peaking right now?
You know, I did, actually. I will say
from
this.
From this moment forward will be
I will say
downhill.
This. There were various times in my life where I thought to myself, at some point it's all going to go wrong.
Yeah.
So I think I was mentally preparing for this stage of my life from around 28 on. Mm-hmm. Because there'd be times in my 30s I'd be like, take a photographic memory of this moment so you know that you lived it, because later life's going to suck. And man, I couldn't have been more right.
I felt like a shower beer would be like the rock bottom moment. Like, I'm such a drunk, I'm having a beer here in the shower. I can't even wait to get to the kitchen.
I guess it depends on the moment. But, you know, I was like, it was first day in Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm in this sweet room. I'm getting drunk. I'm going to get drunk and go gamble.
Yeah.
And my buddies are here. We're going to eat great food. We're going to totally swing and miss with women all weekend, but still we'll give it a shot.
That's a nice thing. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah.
I shouldn't even be sharing this. It's so personal. I read a thing on Reddit recently. It was called Don't Knock It Till You've Tried It. And the number one was shower beer. You know, it's like if you think badly about something, don't knock it. Another was like go home for a nooner. And I mean, that sounds awesome. So I have been trying to plan this with my wife because of our hours.
Sure.
You know. And today is one of her short days at school. She's off early. So I told her this weekend, let's have a little date day here in the middle of the day.
Day date, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Day date. So I just texted her and I said, are we on for our date? And she said, no, my daughter's not feeling well, so she's staying home from school today. So it goes back to my old adage, which is proven yet again, children ruin everything. That's right. So in the middle of the day, instead of enjoying
each other's
bodies,
a little titillation,
and I've been all up for it, you know, since Saturday. Saturday, I was like, let's go get nasty, and she's like, no, we'll do it on Tuesday. You can plan that thing you've been wanting to do, and here I've planned it, and now she comes down with some illness.
Mm.
Children ruin everything. You know, I'll probably have to drive her to the Minute Clinic. You know, that's what I'll be doing instead of enjoying.
That's true.
Exploring
yeah.
each other's bodies. Here, I'll be taking
and
her.
And if
there.
You drive her to the Minute Clinic, you're going to end up with whatever she has.
Yeah.
So in a week, you'll be stuffed up.
Here, I'll be right before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You're premenstrual.
That's right. That's exactly right. Here's the other. Don't knock it till you've tried it. A few. Grease your corn cob. I've seen this in one. I saw this in War Games in 1981.
We talking about the vegetable?
Yeah, you take a slice of bread and you butter it, thick butter, And then you take your corn cob, wrap the bread around it, and slide it up and down on the corn
cob. You're jacking it.
Like you're jacking it. And
I mean, look at this motion.
I was going to say, that's all it is, yeah.
But
corn jack.
You do a corn jack, and the butter gets all the way into every nook and cranny of your corn on the cob. So then there's no part of it without butter. But you have to butter a piece of bread first.
And we're not buttering our corn enough?
Well, I mean,
we need to jack it with bread?
Don't knock it.
What do you do with the bread?
Don't knock it. Throw it away. You throw the bread away. That's it.
Okay.
It's maybe one of the dumber Reddits.
Matthew Broderick's father does it in the movie War Games.
Really?
At the beginning of the movie. Huh. Yeah.
If you don't remember that scene.
Well, it's throwaway. They're just sitting around the table like complaining about his grades. It's right in the first 10 minutes of the movie. And he butters the corn like that. And I'd never seen it before or since. The guy, he's thickly buttering bread, a piece of white bread. And then he wraps it around his corn cob and slides it up and down.
It's got to be a thicker bread, too. The bread's going to tear up.
You think. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Sourdough? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do a sourdough. Oh, that's an expensive piece of bread, though.
That's waste.
And then the punchline on that particular scene. Now, again, this is a movie from 44 years ago. He takes a bite of it, and his wife, in an effort to be healthier, has not cooked the corn. It's raw. And she goes, the nutrients stay in.
Now that's funny.
And he goes, this corn is raw. And she's like, yeah, can't you just taste the nutrients? He's like, yeah, it's raw. But he buttered it.
I have zero memory of that whole scene. That's funny.
Well, the movie guy, our movie friend, he and I have discussed it before.
Okay.
And I watch War Games every so often.
I never catch it from the start, but I do stick with it to the end.
You have to watch. It's like in the first 10 minutes is when he does
it. Yeah, I don't think I've ever watched it from start to finish. You're right. It's always one of those I come in the middle of.
Great movie. I love War Games. Whenever I'm on edge about nuclear war, I watch War Games because it just gives me a little peace of mind that, you know, we're able to figure things out. Don't knock it till you tried it. Sit down on the toilet facing the wall.
What do they call that?
We've talked about this before, I believe.
That's an A.C. Slater.
A.C.
Slater from Saved by the Bell. Because you're facing it, that the way A.C. Slater used to enter the max when I was watching Saved by the Bell, he would turn the chair around and always sit backwards in the chair. So you do that on the toilet, giving you a tank for a little space to read or
keep your snacks.
You're right.
And you're facing the flusher.
You know, if you're going to have a shower beer, you can put your beer right up there and have it while you're on the toilet.
That's different. Shower beer is different than toilet beer.
It's nasty.
Yeah.
I mean, that is nasty. My wife would never want like a shower drink because it has to go through the bathroom. You know, she wouldn't have a glass of water.
Yeah.
The environment of the air of the bathroom.
She would hate that. That's the whole thing.
Does she drink liquids in the bedroom?
No, I don't think she does. Maybe a bottle of water on the nightstand. Oh,
man, I have drink galore in my bedroom ready. I have a little cart full of drinks.
Drink cart?
Yeah.
Well, don't knock it till you try it.
No.
Did you steal it from an airplane?
No. Yeah, a few months ago, I was like, God, I have so much stuff. I need a cart in here. And I was like, actually, I'm going to get one.
Yeah.
So I just have this little cart. I put drinks on the top, little supplies on the other shelf.
I like it. Well,
great.
Put a little bar on your toilet tank and then go in there and go backwards on
it. But the toilet isn't shaped.
It's not right. It's not right. You can't.
That angle.
I know. That.
Most seats aren't shaped that way.
I learned about that. With the toy and the upper decker, which is if you want to play a prank on somebody, which is awful, you take a dump into the tank itself, and then over time it will really stink up somebody's bathroom, and they won't know why.
Because they don't know it.
They have no idea it's in there. And the last, don't knock it till you've tried it, use chopsticks for Cheetos. It keeps your fingers from getting orange dust on them.
You don't know how to use chopsticks.
I do not. The other day we had sushi at a Japanese restaurant, a succulent Japanese meal.
Someone took a photograph of you eating sushi with a fork.
I tell you what, I cannot go 2 minutes without somebody took a photograph of me eating sushi with a fork.
That's all I'm going to say?
Has it been placed? I bet it's been put out there somewhere.
I don't judge you for that because I do the same.
Thank you.
I always think it's better just to take the knock on eating it with a fork than look like an absolute fool with chopsticks.
I agree, and I don't know how to use a chopstick, and I find the fork to be a better utensil.
You can pick it up with your fingers. It's sushi.
Well, I thought I'd do that at home, but I thought on here I'm not going to do that because I thought I'd be mocked. I guess I'm mocked for eating it with a fork anyway.
Can't win.